Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of building blocks, we were on page 12, line 4 of number 3. Let's start right there today.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Romans chapter 16, verses 17 and 18. Now, this really gets some people. There it says, "Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. For they are that which serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly. And thy good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple." So by good words and fair speeches, they deceive the hearts of the simple. So he says, those that cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine. In other words, he just didn't say, well, I'm offended by this and we're going to divide from him. He likes that football team. We like this football team. Or he likes that grocery store. We like this grocery store. No, that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about doctrine. The doctrine which ye have learned, he says, they mark them. So here's a person says, I really see nothing wrong with social drinking. I really don't go along with this idea of a preserved word of God. Yeah, it's just preserved, but in all the manuscripts and all these things, it's, no. You see, that's what you got to watch out for. And so those are people. And he says, mark them. Mark them. You know, mark them means identify or call out their names to the local church. That's what it means. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Okay, we have another example of this. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, well, we just see an example of what we're supposed to do or not supposed to do. In chapter 3, we read there in let's look at verse 6. That's what our scripture tells us to do. Look at verse 6. He says, "Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly and not after the tradition, that is the doctrine which ye have received of us. For yourselves know how ye ought to follow us, for we behave not ourselves disorderly among you." Okay. Then he says in verse 14, "If any man obey not our word according to this epistle, note that man and have no company with him, that he may be ashamed." You see, that's a failure of the local church. That is a failure of the local church. We don't do that today. And because of that, it's a failure. "Yet that brother you separate, come not as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother." You're trying to bring him back. You're trying to bring him back to the way of right. So when you separate from a brother, you're not doing it because you hate him and he's your enemy. You're doing it because you're trying to get him back right with God. The prodigal son knew to come back, but he knew the terms on which he would come back unto the Lord. There were terms, and he needed to follow those terms. Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 9 through 11, we have another example. Do you remember that example? In 1 Corinthians 5, 9 through 11, the man was living in adultery with his stepmom. We believe it was his stepmom. Paul says, put that guy out. And when the guy repented, Paul had to write in 2 Corinthians, bring the guy back in. He's gotten right. You don't continue to hold a grudge. Okay? So you get things right. And once they get things right, then you let him back in. Titus 3, 9 through 11. "But avoid foolish questions and genealogies and contentions and strivings about the law. For they're unprofitable and vain. A man that is a heretic after the first and second admonition, reject. Knowing that he that is such is subverted and sinneth been condemned of himself. So he says, look, these guys that are running down the standards, are running down your Bible, they're running down all these other things, just realize they're heretics. He says, reject them. Just flat out reject them. Don't put them in the office to teach. You reject them. Get them out of there. Get them away from them. Now, 2 John, again, 2 John, verses 9 through 11. Listen to this. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If therefore any come unto you that bring not this doctrine, receive him not to your house, neither bid him Godspeed. Now you think of that. And he says, having many things to write to you, I would not write with paper and ink, but I trust to come to you and speak face to face that our joy may be full. In other words, we're going to make it clear. So in that very passage there, in 2 John, he's saying, look, this has got to be right. This has got to be right. And they're wrong on the doctrine of Christ, whether it's his virgin birth, whether it is he's not a God, he's only a God, but not Almighty God come in the flesh. If they say, well, you know, he overlooked some things and of sin and all that. No, he's a holy God. That he died, he literally died, he literally was buried, and he literally bodily rose from the dead 3 days later. They reject that. They don't believe that he's ascended into heaven, he's coming again. Then, no, don't have anything to do with that person. He is wrong. Don't even have a partnership or don't even sit around going out to eat with him, partying with him to say save, but rather just rebuke him till he gets right. When you see him, you talk to him of the things of the Lord and of Jesus Christ. Now, the importance of this doctrine is seen as one remembers Satan. He is a deceiver. He will make something sound good. Many are deceived by religious words used by those in false doctrine. So you must remember, they may use your religious language, but mean something entirely different. God ordained local churches for today. He is never happy or satisfied when his doctrines of his precious word are compromised for the sake of unity or some good that might be accomplished if we will be compromised. That's not good in God's sight to compromise his word. Jesus did not want devils or unsaved men even testifying of him during his earthly ministry. We could go on and in Acts chapter 16 and where the girl that was following Paul and saying, these are the men of God that speak to us truth. Finally, they had to cast the devil out of her and so forth. Yes, they speak truth of God, but she was the wrong person. The wrong person. Now, my friend, you must do God's will, God's way, and God's timing. Do it all according to the word of God. Now let's look at the questions at the end of this chapter here, chapter 5, here in our building blocks booklet. True or false? Man has a free will and may respond to or reject the way of salvation as the Holy Spirit of God convicts his heart. Well, that's true. That's true. But understand the Holy Spirit is behind every word of God, my friends. So as he gets the word of God, he can try to reject it, but the Holy Spirit is powerful, but he has a free will to accept or reject it. You say, what do you mean by free will? Well, we were created in God's image. God is a spirit, and so we are spirits with a soul and a body. One day we'll put off this body, but the spirit will live forever. And that spirit, just like God, has a free will. Now, we don't have the power of God. We don't have the wisdom of God. We can't do what God can do. We can't speak worlds into existence, but we do have free will. Question number 2, end of this chapter. The work of saving us was accomplished by the Lord Jesus Christ via his death, burial, and the word to fill in there is resurrection. Question number 3. What does Acts 2:41 show us about the criteria for church membership? Is they were to be saved and then baptized by immersion, and then they could be added to the church. Question number four. Bishop, elder, and pastor all refer to the same, and the word to fill in there is office. Okay, question number five. The responsibility of the local church is to fulfill the Great Commission. Right or wrong? Well, that is right. That's our responsibility. It's one of the last things the Lord said before ascending into heaven. What is a pastor to do about those that cause division contrary to the doctrine? He's to mark them. He's to identify them. He's to let people know. Romans chapter 16, verses 17, 18 lets us know. So, these are things of sound Bible doctrine. I've read to you a large amount of scriptures. I've done that. So, these scriptures are listed here. And I really didn't even put all the scripture references. I didn't really read all of them in this one chapter here. So I would encourage you, as you've got that in front of you, to go back and look further and look at the scriptures, because really the scriptures have more to say than I've said here. And you can learn more from them than you can from me, okay? Because the Holy Ghost will teach those to you and ask them to do so. Now, I hope there are people out there that are Christians that know the Lord. You've been following this, and maybe you just got in on it. You can go back to our website and go back to our building blocks and follow it all the way through and follow the teaching. But you see, what I want is for believers out there like yourself to get new believers, lead them to Christ, and then begin to teach them sound doctrine. That's the reason for this booklet, so you could work one-on-one with others. And so, my friend, I would like to right now just say a prayer before we close today's broadcast and just say, ask the Lord to help you to be the edifier, to be one that fulfills the will of God in training new believers in the sound doctrine to help them get established. Dear Lord, I pray, Father, that we'd have people of our local churches across this country that preach the word, that love God. I pray that the people of these churches now, Lord, will see the need for them to be actively involved in taking new converts under their wing and teaching them the way of God through His Word, perhaps using this booklet, The Building Blocks, to help them get a foundation in their growth and that begins a life growth in Christ Jesus. So, Father, I pray that You'd give us people like that, and I pray that there might be people even right now as I'm praying, asking You to use them to be an edifier. Be one who fulfills the heart of God's desire to build up one another in the faith. I would ask this in that name above every name, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I hope that is your desire. You can even email us through our website and let me know that that is your desire and you want to do that. Well, I see that my time is up, and I want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast today. Please tell others to listen, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. Tune in next time as we start the next chapter of our building blocks. My friend, please allow the Word of God to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my